Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be studying two Mishnayos from the third Perek of Avos. Specifically, we'll be studying Mishnayos Yud and Yod Aleph, 10 and 11. Mishnah Yud says, Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, who is he? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was the subject of the previous Mishnah. So what did he say? Kol sheruach habrios nocha hemenu, ruach hamakom nocha hemenu. Anyone with whom people are pleased, God is pleased with that person. V'chol she'ein ruach habrios nocha hemenu, ein ruach hamakom nocha hemenu. And anyone with whom people are not pleased, God is not pleased with that person. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis Omer, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis says, she'ena shel shachris, sleeping in the morning, v'yayin shel tzaharayim, and drinking wine in the afternoon, v'sichas ha'yeladim, and the chatter of children, v'yeshivas bate kenisios shel amei ha'aretz, and sitting in the gatherings of unlearned people, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, these things remove a person from this world. So for this Mishnah, let's see what the Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Kol shiruach habrios noche hemenu, ruach hamakom noche hemenu. Anyone with whom people are pleased, God is pleased. Rotsa lomar, this means to say, Misha maso masno nae im habrios, one whose business dealings are pleasant with other people. V'chul makirim ki be'emuna im habrios. And everyone recognizes that he acts trustworthy with other people. Ukeda amri b'maseches Yoma, and as it says in the Tractate of Yoma, Kol tamid shekorei v'shone v'nosei v'nosein be'emuna im habrios. Any student, any Torah student who learns the written law, he learns the oral law, and he deals trustworthily with other people. Ma habrios omros alav, what do people say about him? Ashrei ploni shalomo Torah, they say, praiseworthy is this person who learned Torah. Ashrei aviv, ashrei imo, and praiseworthy are his mother and his father. Amar hamati begemara shalifaneinu esa ashrei rabo shalamduhu Torah v'chule. And then there's a note in the Gemara that he's learning from, which also includes his rabbi. But all these people are praiseworthy because they're the ones who taught him Torah and the appropriate way to act. And for this reason, the Spirit of God is favorably disposed towards this person. Because the Torah is praised through his actions. And anyone with whom people are not pleased, God is not pleased. Such a person will not be found innocent before God and before the Jewish people. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis Omer, Shena Shel Shacharis. So Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina gives a list of things that remove people from this world. And the first one is morning sleep. Shemevateles HaTfila Bizmana. Because if a person sleeps in, he doesn't daven in the proper time. V'yayin shel tzaharayim, he also criticizes afternoon wine. Shemavatal tamud Torah, because it keeps a person from studying Torah. Umevi li'idei avera, and it causes him to fall into cases of sin. V'sichas hayeladim, and also the chatter of children. Shoso hashashua moshech es libos b'nei adam, ayidei ahavasam es hanarim. Because this kind of play draws the hearts of people out of love for children. V'nim seis hatorah, Misbatelis. And we find that because of this, Torah will end up being neglected. V'yeshivas bate kenisios shel amei ha'aretz, and sitting in the gatherings of unlearned people. V'kamaros b'yeshivas kenisios. And many bad things are found in such assemblies. Hein motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. These things remove a person from this world. Ki alma nivra ha'adam achla asok b'torah. Because why was a person created if not to study Torah? V'hi orech yomim u'shnos chayim, and this leads to a long life and years of life. V'mokeach hu dvarim ke'ela v'lama lo chayim, and if someone's going to do things like this, why does he deserve this life? V'roi letardo min ha'olam, and it's appropriate to drive such a person from the world. Ki hevel hu v'hevel yomav, because he's acting in vain and his days are in vain. V'achar shechaya kama yomim v'nisasek b'isko v'lo ho'il. And if he's lived a certain amount of time and been involved in his business and it hasn't helped, since he's neglected Torah, why should days be increased for him? Mashal Amelech, and there's a parable involving a king. Shenasan Mea Kesef La'avdo, he gave 100 silver to his servant. V'hishlicham Layam, and the servant threw the silver into the ocean. V'chazur B'keish Hemenu Acherem, so he went back and he asked the king for more. V'haloroi Sholo Yitain Lo Yoter, and it's appropriate that the king not give him more. Kach Misha'eno Osek B'Torah, and this is the case of someone who does not occupy himself with Torah. Moving on now to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar Hamodai Omer, Rabbi Elazar Hamodai from Modi'in says, Hamachal es hakadashim, one who desecrates sanctified things, Vahamevaze es hamoados, and one who despises the festivals, Vahamal bin pene chavero barabim, and one who causes his fellow's face to whiten in public through embarrassment, Vahamever briso shal Avram Avinu, Aleph HaShalom, and one who annuls the covenant of our forefather Avraham, peace be upon him. V'hamagala panim b'Torah shalo kehalacha, and one who reveals faces of Torah that are not in accordance with the actual law. So someone who does any of these things, afal pi shiyesh biyado Torah u'maisim tovim, even if he has Torah learning and good deeds to his name, ein lo chelak l'olam haba, such a person will not inherit the next world. So for this, let's look in the commentary of the Tosfos Yontiv. So what does the Tosfos Yontiv say on this Mishnah? Hamachal es hakadashim v'chulei, someone who desecrates the sanctified things and does all these other things, ein lo chelak l'olam haba, someone who does any of these things has no share in the next world. U'bechla apikaris, detenan b'reish chelek, de'ein lo chelak l'olam haba. And this person is in the category of an apikaris, a heretic, as we learned at the beginning of the chapter in Sanhedrin called Chelek, that such a person does not have a share in the world to come. Itnu l'kohani, it teaches all these things, ken kosuv b'midrash Shlomo, and such is written in the Midrash Shlomo. U'b'derechayim kosuv, she'efshar she'hem b'chlal ein Torah min ha'shamayim. And the Derechayim suggests that perhaps people who do these things should be in the category of those who say that the Torah isn't from heaven. The Tanan Hasam, v'ayin l'kohen b'samoch, as is taught there and as he will discuss later on. Yei Shlomer, and there is to say, Gam kein dahanhu de perechelek, even those in the chapter of Chelek, afilu yesh biyado kol haTorah, even if a person has the entire Torah, v'hamitzvos, and all the mitzvos, ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, such a person has no share in the next world of Ahani. But in these cases, the hacha that we're discussing here, davka im chatzi zakai v'chatzi chayev, is talking about a mediocre person. So the ones in Sanhedrin are discussing someone who has Torah and mitzvos, but if he violates any of these rules, he doesn't get olam haba. But here we're talking about average people who are half good and half bad. Ve'el chamesh heim bechlal hachovos hamachriyim l'kav chova. And these five are in the category of things that push someone over the edge into the guilty category. And this explanation seems to make sense, and that is the end of his quote. Hamachal es hakadashim, one who desecrates the sanctified things. Peperet chelek, tanu rabbanan. So again, in this chapter of Chelek in Sanhedrin, the sages taught. Kibaza vechule, so it's a pasuk from Bamidbar, and he says that he has desecrated the word of God. Mikan, I'm a Rabbi Elazar Hamadai. So from this, Rabbi Elazar Hamadai says, Hamachal es hakadashim v'chulei. So he's basing his statement about one who desecrates sanctified things on this pasuk, Kaloshon HaMishnah, as the Mishnah says. Uperish Rashi, but Rashi explains, Machalel u'mevaze b'chlal ki davar Hashem baza. So he says that the words of desecrate and despise are in the category of one who desecrates God's words in that pasuk. Because of a parish Rashi dahacha, and Rashi here says, dehamalbin lo kachashiv beperechelek, that one who embarrasses another to the point that his face whitens isn't discussed. It's not a category in the chapter of Chelek in Sanhedrin. V'lo yodena hechi mafikle mikra ad kan lashono. And he doesn't understand why that should be included based on this pasuk, and that's the end of the quote. Avabagirsa svarim shalanu, but in our texts, isanami beperechelek. It is also in the chapter of Chelek. Ubemidrash Shlomo mafarish, and in the Midrash Shlomo it explains, deisei bechal ki davar Hashem baza, that it is in the category of those who desecrate God's words. Shaharei mavaza chavero barabim, because he embarrasses another person publicly. Ve'en lecha apikaris gadol mizeh, ad kan. And there's no greater heretic than someone who would do this. the Li Nirin, it appears to me, Shehu Bechlal Kidavar Hashem Baza, that this is an example of somebody desecrating God's words, Levisha Adam Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim, because a person is created in God's image, V'Harehu Dvar Hashem, so that is a matter of Hashem. It's not a word of Hashem, it's a thing of Hashem. Klomer Inyan Hashem V'Tzamo, it's an idea of God, it's a matter of God and his image, U'Davar Yamar Al Inyan, and Davar is said regarding an idea or regarding some matter, Kamo Halo Davarhu, and it gives an example of its usage in this manner from Shmuel Aleph. The ode, and furthermore, Kiva Yomer Elokim Nase Adam Nami Maimarhu, that when God says, let us make man, that's speech. So even Dover in the sense of word makes sense. Havi Ki Dover Hashem Baza. So we see that embarrassing another person is an example of desecrating God's word. Vahamalbin Vahule, one who causes another person to whiten. Kazav Harav. Hamizbayish Panav Meadimus Tchila. That one who embarrasses another person causes him to redden first. And there are those commentators who have, they cause a person to redden in their version of the Mishnah. And the same language is also found in some editions of Rashi. So the next part of the Mishnah says, one who reveals faces of Torah that are not in accordance with halacha, so he's misrepresenting the Torah. Kasav Harav, Kagon, Hamitargem, Umizaracha Vagomer. So he gives an example of those who explain the prohibition against giving your children to Molech as a prohibition against impregnating a non-Jewish woman. The Ein Zeh Pshuto Shemikra, and this is not the meaning of the text. Okay, in Parish, the Perek Dalad de Megillah, and this is explained elsewhere. V'sham harachti b'zeh, and I've discussed this at length elsewhere, he says. U'bechlal zeh hadorish drasha shel dofi, and this also includes one who offers disrespectful interpretations. Messiah Rashi k'minasha, Rashi gives the example of Menasha in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Tes. Shahayadorish lamalola Moshe lichtov, so there it says that he gave a disrespectful drasha. He said, why did Moshe have to write that Timna was a concubine? So one who gives a disparaging, mocking drasha is included in this category. So regarding all of these people, even if they have Torah and mitzvos to their credit, they don't have a share in the next world. This is only if they don't repent and change their ways. Afal pi shabo olav yisurin v'chulei, even though they have suffered as a result of their bad ways. The ilushara veros yisurin in hamisa mamrakim v'kmosha kasev v'sof yoma, because as we see at the end of Tractate Yoma, that suffering in life and one's death does atone for other sins, but not in this case. All right, that is Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. Join us next week when we'll be doing two Mishnayos from Perek Dalet.